And now this is a dictation for Daniel Darga, D-A-R-G-A, December 5, 46. Address as a letter to Sagino VA, 3214085. Dear Sirs at Sagino VA, a follow-up for Mr. Darga. Chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit September. Comes in a wheelchair, accompanied by wife. Apparently, he was admitted to the hospital with COPD exacerbation. No available discharge summary. Has chronic dyspnea, reason or activity. Not using any oxygen. Has a sleep apnea, not using CPAP machine. Denies purulent material hemoptysis. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, minor incontinence of urine, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Has prior stroke with weakness on the left side, the upper lower extremity. He wears a brace on the left ankle. Minor edema, no ulcers. He's lied down from the wheelchair without any syncope, trauma, or loss of consciousness. Other review system right now is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Norvas Atenolol Lisinopril Aldactone. Diabetes cholesterol management. No anti-inflammatory agents. On physical exam, decreased hearing, normal speech, COPD abnormalities, distant clear, no RALF consolidation, pleural effusion, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness of masses, appears regular, no pericardial rap, left-sided hemiplegia. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, December, creatinine 1.18. Baseline, however, is 1.4 to 1.6. We'll see if this is a true number, if it remains stable over time. Present GFR will be in the upper 50s, probably 60. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, minor increased PTH 92, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD right now is stage 3 or better, although this is one isolated number. Historically, his creatinine for the last few years has been running 1.4, 1.6 for a GFR in the upper 50s. Clinically stable, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, diabetic nephropathy, low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. Next number, sleep apnea, has not been able to use CPAP machine. Next number, hypertension. which appears to be fairly well controlled, tolerating ACE inhibitors among other blood pressure medications. He takes aldactone, not on diuretics. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism does not require treatment. Next number, mineral bone abnormalities is stable. Come back on the next 6 months, end of dictation.